Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And Coach, we have someone on the show this week on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach I'm so excited about. And she skated with your son, Christian.
Yes, she did. They skated their tails off here at 2014 Last Lap Lincoln, Nebraska Nationals. And but we're going to actually take Jillian Rucker all the way back to the beginning. We'll get to Nationals later. We'll probably have to get her in on another day because she's got so much history. History, Boomer, we got to get to everything. And I want to go all the way back to the beginning, Jill. When did you start skating?
Hey, guys. I actually started skating when I was just 11 months old. My parents built a rink in 1978. So I started skating when I was just 11 months old. And then my brother was the speed skating coach here in Michigan. And so I actually started speed skating when I was 6 years old under my brother. So,
wow. So your parents really built a big playpen for Jill to run around on her skates in.
Yeah, pretty much. I pretty much grew up here.
And that's amazing. And when we were talking with Justin Stelly on a prior episode of Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach, it was kind of the same thing. It's like from that early age, you know, almost before you can walk, you've got skates on your feet. So I'm sure it's just it's as natural as walking, Jillian, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I'm at the rink right now, and my little niece is out there. She's 2, and she actually has the same skates that I had on when I was her age. So it's kind of been
timeless,
passed along in the family, and it's really neat to see her out there.
So I'm calling it right now, future Olympian. I'm not sure what year,
I'm not sure
where the Olympics are going to be, but future Olympian right there.
Probably.
Yeah, well, for sure. She's already talented.
Speed runs in that family, that's for sure. I had a chance to watch Jillian's niece skate this past Nationals as well, and Danica is just tearing the floor up just as much as Jillian ever did. So it definitely runs in the family.
Yeah, and my biggest fear is that she's probably going to start beating me real soon.
We hope so.
I'm
we hope so.
For that day, it's going to be fun. But
you got to keep the legacy going.
Pride.
Nice.
So you said you started speed skating then around 6. I'm assuming you were back on quads at this point then.
Yeah. I was back on quads, and I didn't start inline skating till I was 9, and that's when inlines first started coming out.
Okay.
Now, were you one of those who, as soon as you tried the inlines on, you wanted to chuck them and go right back to the quads, or was it more of a natural fit?
Oh no, it was very natural. I enjoyed everything about skating because I used to do figure skating, and then I played hockey, and then you know, I was just a rink rat. I was up for anything, and you know, it was a little painful trying to make the transition. But you know, everybody was going through the same thing because it was all brand new. You know, it was brand new to everybody.
Wow, so that's just like Ricky
Porter.
Yeah,
it was just something new to learn. It was fun.
Yeah, we interviewed Ricky Porter, and she had the exact same story, Jillian, about basically doing figure and doing roller hockey, and then also doing speed. So that's amazing that both you ladies have that in common.
Wow. Yeah, well, we're the older crew out there, so I have
easy does it there, lady. You're way younger than us.
Yeah, that is true.
Jillian, joining us on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Jillian, I always enjoy asking the athletes this question, especially when we're talking about, you know, high caliber Olympic athletes. At what point did you realize, man, I am super fast and I can take this to the next level?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, growing up, the competition was just so stiff. I mean, I remember racing against, you know, 30 other girls that were just as fast as I was. And, you know, I really didn't become really good until I was about 16, 17, or 18. You know, I was a little older. I actually never made the world team as a junior, you know. So, you know, I think just struggling with that and growing up in a roller rink and, you know, just, you know, I just assumed I'd be good at it, but I don't know if much comes very naturally to me, so I always had to work for it. And being involved in different sports, I picked up Olympic weightlifting, I did volleyball. I think by doing those other sports and, you know, and just learning about strength and conditioning and, you know, different, you know, just picking up things here and there, it kind of helped add, you know, to my knowledge. And, you know, I got to use all of that for speed skating. And then, you know, when I was a little older, I put it all together, and that's when I really, like, started to blossom, I guess.
Okay,
you know?
So it seems like it was more of a longer road to get there. But once you got there, you were there.
Yeah, once I learned more about myself as an athlete, I mean, we have the roller rink here. And, you know, when I was 15, I basically started training myself. I skated out of the southern region, and I'd go down there, you know, maybe every other weekend. But then, you know, I'd be skating, you know, and training by myself. And so, you know, that's when I guess, really had to, you know, just learn about, you know, how my body worked, you know, what worked for me. I had to learn a lot about nutrition. And when I was 14, I started writing everything down. Hmm. I've written everything down since I was 15 years old. So I have a training program that goes back 15 years.
Wow.
That I can refer back to.
And I really like that, because I know for me at one point, this was like in the mid-2000s, I was just kind of struggling a little bit and, you know, puddling along. And all of a sudden it's like I started keeping careful track of, you know, workouts, what you were doing, what your interval programs were. And I really think that for me kind of helped me turn the corner a little bit. I still have all of my notes. Do you still have all of your notes going back that far?
I still have all of my notes and binders all over my house, actually. I started keeping my eyes open and just, you know, always having the heart to learn more. And, I just blossomed later in life and just not being able, you know, not being afraid to try something new.
So going into that world team atmosphere, Jillian, and obviously growing up in Michigan, where we have our winters and our fall and spring, and it kind of makes it harder for us to get outside. What was it for you? Was it actually going to Florida that kind of helped you to push into that? Or was there extra training that you did? Bike, running? What exactly did you do to make yourself that athlete that could qualify and become a world team member?
So I started skating actually for David Downing down in Atlanta. And so being down in the South, a few times during that year, you know, really helped. And, you know, just to kind of get out of that indoor mode, I started skating like a bigger track. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing like just different forms of conditioning, just balancing my body out so that I could, be strong in that skating position for straightaway strides.
Okay.
And, challenging my body in different ways. Let's see, what else did I do? Yeah, most of it was getting, you know, move, like going down to the south every now and then and hooking up with a team and you know, getting in a little bit of outdoors.
Okay. Through the winter months?
Yeah, during the winter months, but also we had the Detroit Silver Dome where the Lions used to play.
Yeah.
And I started driving up there once a week. And that was like outdoor, you know, it was a half mile loop.
Okay.
And the Wolverines used to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd hook up with them and skate some of their practices and such.
My first ever time on a set of speed skates, you know, from a rec boot to a speed skate, was at the Silver Dome.
Wow.
Oh, really?
For one of those skates. And so I was pretty good on a rec skate, skated Athens to Atlanta on a rec skate. So I switched to a speed skate. I'm like, no problem. And all of a sudden I realized I had no strength in my like ankles. I couldn't stand up on them. I get like one lap around. I'm like, I'm done. I can't keep going on these things.
You probably ran into Jillian and she was just running away from you.
It was funny. There's a gentleman that I skate quite a bit with, and he's kind of out of the sport now. Jim Mathers, his name, and he skated.
I know Jim Mathers. Yeah,
exactly. Jim was saying that, you know, he would skate with you at the Silver Dome.
Yeah.
Just funny hearing the Silver Dome, and it's a shame that, you know, that we don't have more facilities like that.
Yeah.
At the Metrodome.
I know that was so perfect, and probably when I started going up there, that's when I you know, just skating on that once a week really made a difference. That was awesome. Couldn't have come at a more perfect time.
We're talking with Jillian Rueckert on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. And Jillian, I know we're pressed for time. We'd love to have you back on another episode. One of the things the Coach and I wanted to get into, as we've seen your progression into that world team, is really that transition to getting you on the ice and to get you Olympic ready. Can you talk us through what happened, how you were approached to maybe make that transition over to ice, and how that, in fact, got you to the Olympics?
Oh, sure. Actually, it's kind of funny because I had actually, my mother had actually gotten sick, and I had actually stopped speed skating altogether. I was going to, just kind of move on with my life. And I picked up another sport. I competed in Olympic weightlifting, and I did that for a year and learned so much from my trainer down in Toledo, Ohio. And then I had my sponsor, and Glenn Koshy, and he actually said, "Hey, there's the North Shore Inline Marathon is coming up in the spring. You know, if your mom gets better, why don't you, you know, see if you can skate?" I was like, "Oh, I don't know. I only got a few months to get ready for it." You know, and I only went outside for 3 months, and then I ended up winning that race,
wow.
Which was crazy because they had just come back from Worlds, and the world, Cecilia Baena from Colombia, had just won that at Worlds the week prior to that, and I ended up beating her. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know,
wow.
I thought I was just going to get creamed, but by my strength and conditioning, I found out that my sprint had just gotten, you know, it was phenomenal. So it's just kind of funny how that worked out. And so Glenn said, "Hey, you know, if you want to come to Milwaukee, I'll buy you a ticket." So he got me a ticket to go to Milwaukee, and I tried it out, and I couldn't stand up for the life of me. It's such a different feeling. It's a completely different sport. And I said, "Well, if it's not meant to be, it'll be. You know, my mom's sick back at home. I don't know if this is going to work out." And in one weekend, I got a job, a pair of skates, a roommate, an apartment, and my mother, that had been trying to sell her house for 3 years, sold her house.
Okay.
All in that weekend. And 2 weeks later, I moved to Milwaukee and started skating.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I found there was a short track team there in Milwaukee, and I got myself the most beginner pair of skates I could find. And actually, it was funny because Shawnee Davis was training in Milwaukee at the time. So it was me, who had never ice skated before, and Shawnee Davis on the same ice. And I thought I was just going to die.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was just really funny how that all worked out. So I got to meet him, and he's so helpful and just has, oh, my gosh. he's a world of knowledge. He's amazing and just so helpful. So I struggled a little bit with finding the right coach, and then Kip Carpenter came into town probably a year and a half or 2 years after I'd tried, you know, been struggling a little bit on the ice, and he started a team, and he asked if I wanted to skate with him in the group. And I said, well, I don't know what I'm doing, but okay. You know, and my strength from inline skating had kind of carried over, so I could skate like hell. And but I was just a wreck out
but
there.
But your
form
was horrible.
I looked horrible. I looked, horrible for ice standards, but, you know, I was inline skating, but on ice. But right. I could keep up with all the boys and just be so scared to take those corners that fast.
Sure.
It was kind of comical, but you know, and then he, you know, the right coach made all the difference in the world, and he just taught me so much, and he taught me the technical aspects, and like, you know, and he wrote a phenomenal program for several years for me, and it was kind of funny because, you know, I was like a little older, I was, you know, 26, 27, and I skated with a bunch of, you know, younger guys that were 18, 19, 20, and they were more developmental. So, but they were running the same times as, like, the best women in the world. So, really, I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better group because they were just learning themselves and I was learning too, but they were, you know, they were just that much stronger than me, and it created the perfect mix.
Nice. And now, did you start with long track? Did you start with short track? I mean, how exactly did you start into it?
I did a little bit of both. There wasn't a really good long track coach out in Milwaukee at the time, so I skated a lot of short track, and I'm actually thankful that I did, because the hardest thing is the cornering.
Mm-hmm.
It's very technical, it just forced me into position and to be able to take those corners at a higher speed. And you know, and then once, you know, the going from short track to long track is a lot easier than learning on the long track and then trying to skate short track. It's hard to go, the other way.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That crosses over to, I think, inline skaters that skate on big, long tracks, and then they have to go to a rink where there's a smaller floor. They struggle with crossing on that smaller floor.
Exactly.
Where the shorter track skaters, when they go to longer floors, it's like no big deal. It's like, oh, I got a lot of room. I can really stretch out now.
Yeah, it's like you just open up and you can go. Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Or if you cut corners out altogether, I'm really happy.
Yeah, I know.
If you had to pick, like, you know, one or the other, just your personal preference, your favorite, long track or short track?
Oh, gosh.
I know that's a tough one because there's benefits. There's pluses and minuses to both of them, I'm sure.
There is. I mean, they're so different in strategy and preparation. I don't mind. I like time trialing because the fastest usually always wins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's, you know, that's what I like about it. But then again, on short track, it's so much fun training in a group.
Yeah.
But then there's the part where you get tripped or, you know, it gets unfair that way.
High speed.
You know,
passing.
It's, you're really easily taken out, but then that's, you know, that's the excitement of racing.
Sure.
I don't know. I enjoy both just in very, very different ways. It's just like my roller skating. I love to play hockey. I love, you know, fooling around on any sort of skate. I mean, I just like sport in general. So I can just appreciate it all for what it is. And, I enjoy the long process and, you know, making the goals and the training programs. I enjoy just being an athlete. So, when I get to apply my work, you know, and then I see results from either, I'm happy.
Well, Jillian, we appreciate you being with us on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. We know your schedule is super, super busy, but we want to continue to talk about more of the Olympics, your return to inlines. Can you join us on another episode of Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anytime, really.
Perfect.
Really.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much. World champion, Olympian Jillian Rueckert on Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. Jillian, it has been a pleasure. I can't wait to have you back.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, lady.
It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.